Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Mario Bosquez, and here are today's top local stories. Police in Brooklyn are investigating the death of a 77-year-old woman as a homicide. Her 36-year-old son described as a suspect in the case. NYPD officials say the victim, identified as Marie Louis, was found dead by cops just after 10 last night in an apartment building in Kensington on East 7th Street, unconscious, having suffered head trauma. They had been responding to an assault in progress. Her son, no ID release, said to be undergoing psychiatric evaluation at Maimonides Medical Center. No word on how she died exactly. Police say they did not locate a weapon at the scene. Governor Cuomo has reacted to an announcement that the state will investigate the NYPD.
The governor was asked about State Attorney General Letitia James and her investigation into possible bias when it comes to the NYPD's crackdown on subway fare beating. That's when Governor Cuomo came out with this news-making comment.
I feel a tension in the NYPD relationship with the community they serve that I think is probably as bad as anything I've seen in my lifetime.
The governor citing viral videos of police confrontations with the public. There's a recent video of four officers arresting a crying woman for selling churros in the subway. Another shows a dozen officers arresting an unarmed man. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, with the governor at Kennedy Airport.
A fire on the Upper East Side has left 22 people injured, two critically.
A flare-up in the kitchen would have been confined to that kitchen, but Deputy Fire Chief Joseph Ferrante says as the two people in the 24th floor apartment ran out,
the occupants left the door to the fire apartment open, which caused the fire to come out into the hallway, down the hallway, and send smoke throughout the upper floors of the building.
Flames scorched walls and raced through the apartment, pouring out the front terrace. Firefighters had it under control in an hour or so. Then EMTs began removing the injured. The two people in the apartment suffered severe smoke inhalation. Other people were hospitalized, among them four firefighters and a baby. John Montone, 1010 Winds, at the high-rise fire on East 72nd.
Today had been marked as the day House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was expected to conduct that meeting in preparation of sending the articles of impeachment against the president to the Senate and naming lawmakers who will prosecute the case against the president. Well, now, after a several-week delay, there's word Democrats are getting ready for a vote tomorrow to send those articles to the Senate. But questions still hang in the balance, in particular the key issue, will there be witness testimony or not? Some GOP members may be even leaning toward that.
A handful of key Republicans say they do want to hear from additional witnesses, or at least want a promise now that they will consider those witnesses further down the line. Now, hearing from witnesses would dramatically change the dynamic of the trial in the Senate, and it could make it much longer. But the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, has made very clear he has no interest in hearing from them. He is looking for a quick acquittal of the president.
Mary Bruce reporting. Now, depending on exactly when and how Pelosi handles the matter, members are expecting that vote, as mentioned, tomorrow, including the issue of impeachment managers. Police say an off-duty Secret Service agent shot and killed a dog as he was walking on East 8th Street in the Windsor Terrace section of Brooklyn last night. They say the agent told officers a female Belgian Shepherd charged him, and he fired once, killing the dog. But the dog's owners tell quite a different story. They say their pet was on a leash and not a threat. No word yet on any charges, and the NYPD is investigating. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court taking up the issue of so-called Bridgegate in New Jersey, 6 years after that erupted when Port Authority cops were ordered to move traffic cones at the George Washington Bridge, backing up traffic with gridlock in a reported plot to punish the mayor, according to NJ.com, for not going through with an endorsement for Chris Christie during his reelection campaign. A high court tackles the issue was that a federal crime. A new study finds for the first time that 9/11 first responders have higher rates of leukemia compared to the general population. Responders also suffer elevated levels of thyroid and prostate cancers. Lead author Susan Teitelbaum of Mount Sinai Health System spoke with 1010 Winds about this.
We did not go into the analysis with a preconceived concept of what we would see, except for what earlier analyses identified. And now that there is a longer follow-up, obviously, there's been more time for cases to have been accrued, and that also gives us more stable estimates of the incidence.
She says the research is the first to show an increase in the incidence of the blood cancer, which can occur years after exposure to carcinogens. Some New York City lawmakers making a push to urge Mayor de Blasio to continue expanding out-of-school time programs until every child has a place in Universal After School. A hearing to that end scheduled for today at City Council Chambers involving the Council's Child Services Committee, along with elected officials and advocates. Councilmember Ben Kalos, Democrat from Manhattan, sponsored the bill in 2018 that would require the city to offer free after school to any public school student ages 3 to 21 who requests such a service. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli has a big complaint with Washington, announcing New York paid $26.6 billion more in federal taxes in the fiscal year ending in 2018 than it got back in federal funds, saying the gap dates back to the year 2013. Ongoing trend makes it critical, he says, the upcoming 2020 census is accurate and maximizes the state's population count. Looks like Microsoft is going to deep-seek support for Windows 7. No support for the 11-year-old operating system as of today. If you're a user, that means no more updates. Security patches affecting, they say, hundreds of millions of people. Microsoft saying today Windows 7 users, you can go ahead, but at, quote, greater risk for viruses and malware. Windows 10 upgrade is being encouraged.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.